This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome to the Cook's Corner. This is your reader, Barbara, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from the Taste of Home magazine, the April and May issue, and, if time permits, from the Food Network magazine of April and May as well. We're going to deal with desserts today, and we'll start with a berry tartlet. The berry tartlet is a recipe that makes one dozen tartlets. It's from Mary J. Walters of Westerville, Ohio. She says, bring spring flavors together in these delectable miniature tarts. Raspberries and blueberries both work well with the whipped cream and lemon curd mixture. Or choose your favorite berries instead. It makes one dozen tarts. And it says to dough from a double pie crust or a double crust pie. You'd need that much dough. You will also need sugar, cornstarch, a 12-ounce package of frozen unsweetened mixed berries thawed, lemon juice, and for the topping, whipping cream, lemon curd, sugar, vanilla extract, and optional fresh berries. And I don't think that there's anything optional about it if I'm making these berry tarts, but I'll leave that up to the listener. Now, in addition, you will need dough for double crust pie, whether you make it yourself or you purchase it. You will also need 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, 1 12-ounce package of frozen, unsweetened mixed berries thawed, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Then for the topping, you'll need 1/3 cup of heavy whipping cream, 1/4 cup of lemon curd, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and some optional fresh berries. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. On a lightly floured surface, roll the dough to 1/8 inch thickness. Using a 4-inch round cookie cutter, cut 12 circles, re-rolling scraps as necessary. Press the circles in onto the bottoms and up the sides of 12 ungreased muffin cups. Mix the sugar and cornstarch, toss with the berries and lemon juice. Spoon 2 teaspoons of filling into each cup. Bake on a lower oven rack until the crust is golden brown and the filling is bubbly, about 25 minutes. Cool 10 minutes before removing from the pan to a wire rack. Cool completely. For the topping, in a bowl, beat the cream until soft peaks form. In another bowl, mix the lemon curd, sugar, vanilla, and 1 tablespoon of whipped cream. Fold into the remaining whipped cream and spoon over the filling. If desired, top with fresh berries. Refrigerate until serving. Now, one tartlet is equal to 241 calories, 14 grams of fat. There are 19 grams of saturated fat in that, 42 milligrams of cholesterol, 160 milligrams of sodium, 26 grams of carbs. That's equal to 9 grams of sugar, 1 gram of fiber, and there are 2 grams of protein. Now, a review of the ingredients for the berry tartlets. You'll need a dough for double crust pies, 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch, one 12-ounce package of frozen, unsweetened mixed berries thawed, one tablespoon of lemon juice. The topping, 1/3 cup of heavy whipping cream, 1/4 cup of lemon curd, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and optional fresh berries. Now that's the tartlet. Now we will turn to a strawberry rhubarb cream. This comes in an article called Pretty in Pink. Stock up on ruby red rhubarb stalks and enjoy some of Grandma's sweet creations. Well, Norma DeRoche of Warwick, Rhode Island, who is perhaps one of those grandmas, says, a friend gave me this recipe a long time ago. It's rich and creamy yet refreshing. I make this often when rhubarb is readily available. You'll need chopped fresh or frozen rhubarb, sugar, water, sliced fresh strawberries, heavy whipping cream, and some additional sliced fresh strawberries, and those are optional. 1/2 cup of chopped fresh or frozen rhubarb. And this is a 2-serving recipe, by the way. So in addition to the 1/2 cup of chopped fresh or frozen rhubarb, you will need 2 tablespoons plus 1 1/2 teaspoons of sugar divided. 1 1/2 teaspoons of water. 1/2 cup of sliced fresh strawberries. 1/3 cup of heavy whipping cream whipped. And additional sliced fresh strawberries that are optional. In a small saucepan, combine the rhubarb, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and the water. Bring to a boil, stirring constantly. Reduce the heat, simmer uncovered until tender, about 10 minutes. Transfer to a small bowl and cool to room temperature. Place the strawberries and the remaining 1 1/2 teaspoons sugar in a food processor. Cover and process until pureed. Stir into the rhubarb mixture. Fold in the whipped cream and spoon into 2 parfait glasses or dessert dishes. Cover, refrigerate until chilled. Garnish with additional strawberries if desired. Note, if using frozen rhubarb, measure the rhubarb while it is still frozen, then thaw completely. Drain in a colander, but do not press the liquid out. Now, 1/2 cup is equal to 217 calories, 15 grams of fat, 9 saturated, 45 milligrams of cholesterol, 13 milligrams of sodium, 21 grams of carbs, that's equal to 19 sugars, 1 fiber, and 2 grams of protein. So for the strawberry rhubarb cream, again, 2 servings, you'll need 1/2 cup of chopped fresh or frozen rhubarb, 2 tablespoons plus 1 1/2 teaspoons of sugar divided, 1 1/2 teaspoons of water, 1/2 cup of sliced fresh strawberries, 1/3 cup of heavy whipping cream whipped, and some additional sliced fresh strawberries. Now, if you'd like something baked using rhubarb and cherries, here's a recipe, cherry rhubarb crunch. This is from Sharon of Middleville, Michigan. She says, my husband's grandmother gave me this recipe along with a bundle of rhubarb when we were first married. I had never cared for rhubarb, but after trying this dessert, I changed my mind. Now my children dig in too. 15 servings. You'll need rolled oats, packed brown sugar, all-purpose flour, salt, cold butter cubed, diced rhubarb, sugar, cornstarch, water, almond extract, cherry pie filling, finely chopped walnuts, and optional vanilla ice cream. Specific amounts. 1 cup of rolled oats. 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of cold butter cubed, 4 cups of diced rhubarb, 1 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1 cup of water, 1 teaspoon of almond extract, 1 21-ounce can of cherry pie filling, 1/2 cup of finely chopped walnuts, and the optional vanilla ice cream. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a large bowl, combine the oats, brown sugar, flour, and salt. Stir well. Cut in the butter until crumbly. Pat 2 cups of the mixture into a greased 13 by 9 inch baking dish. Cover with the rhubarb. Reserve the remaining crumb mixture. In a saucepan, combine the sugar and cornstarch. Stir in the water. Cook until the mixture is thickened and clear. Stir in the extract and cherry filling. Spoon over the rhubarb. Combine nuts with reserved crumbed mixture. Sprinkle over the cherries. Bake until the filling is bubbly and the topping is lightly browned 40 to 45 minutes. If desired, serve with ice cream. Now, 1 piece is equal to 294 calories. That's 9 grams of fat. 4 of them are saturated. 16 milligrams of cholesterol. 116 milligrams of sodium. 52 grams of carbs. There are 38 sugars, 2 grams of fiber. And there are 3 grams of protein. So the ingredients again for the cherry rhubarb crunch: 1 cup of rolled oats, 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/2 cup of cold butter cubed, 4 cups of diced rhubarb, 1 cup of sugar, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1 cup of water, 1 teaspoon of almond extract, 1 21-ounce can of cherry pie filling, 1/2 cup of finely chopped walnuts, and some optional vanilla ice cream. Now we'll turn to the contest recipes, some of which I have shared in a previous reading, and I'd like to share this one this time. It's a chocolate peanut butter candy crunch, and this was a winner in that contest. Pat Parsons of Bakersfield, California, submitted the recipe. She says, if you love chocolate and peanut butter, you'll love this easy candy recipe. Anyone who's ever tried it wants the recipe, and I'm always happy to share. Now, this recipe will make 1.5 pounds. You'll need white baking chips, extra chunky peanut butter, graham cracker crumbs, dark chocolate chips divided, and coarsely chopped dry roasted peanuts, and those will also be divided. You will need specifically 1/2 cup of white baking chips, 1/2 cup of extra chunky peanut butter, 1 cup of graham cracker crumbs, 1.5 cups of dark chocolate chips divided, 1/2 cup of coarsely chopped dry roasted peanuts divided. Line an 11 by 7 inch baking sheet with parchment paper, letting the ends extend up the sides. In a microwave, melt the white chips and peanut butter and stir until smooth. Stir in the graham cracker crumbs and spread over the parchment. In a microwave, melt 3/4 cup of dark chocolate chips until smooth. Spread over the peanut butter layer. Sprinkle with 1/2 cup of peanuts and refrigerate until firm, about 10 minutes. Using the parchment, lift the candy out of the pan. Flip the rectangle over, remove the parchment. In a microwave, melt the remaining 3/4 cup of dark chocolate chips until smooth. Spread over the peanut butter layer. Sprinkle with the remaining 1/4 cup of peanuts. Refrigerate until firm, about 10 minutes. Cut into 1-inch squares and store in an airtight container in the refrigerator. Now, 1 ounce of this candy is equal to 156 calories. There are 10 grams of fat, 4 of them are saturated, 1 milligram of cholesterol, 73 milligrams of sodium. There are 16 grams of carbs. That's 12 grams of sugar and 2 grams of fiber and 3 grams of protein. The flipping that over makes me a little nervous, but I think I'll try it. It sounds good. Again, the ingredients for the Coke: chocolate, peanut butter, candy crunch, 1/2 cup of white baking chips, 1/2 cup of extra chunky peanut butter, 1 cup of graham cracker crumbs, 1 1/2 cups of dark chocolate chips divided, and 1/2 cup of coarsely chopped dry roasted peanuts divided. That one sounds like a community project. Now, from while we're on the subject here of chocolate, I think there's chocolate in this next one. Yes, there is. This is from the April-May 2024 Food Network magazine. It's a short recipe. It's called Mama Pat's Goodie Bars. And it's going to make enough for 16 folks. You're going to need cooking spray, crushed graham crackers, unsalted butter melted, kosher salt, dark chocolate chips, butterscotch chips, white chocolate chips, chopped pecans, sweetened shredded coconut, and canned sweetened condensed milk. Specific amounts: 2 cups of crushed graham crackers, that's 12 to 14 sheets, 1 stick of unsalted butter melted, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 cup of dark chocolate chips, 1/2 cup of butterscotch chips, 1/2 cup of white chocolate chips, 1 cup of chopped pecans, 1 cup of sweetened shredded coconut, and 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Coat a 9-by-13-inch baking pan with cooking spray and set aside. Stir together the graham cracker crumbs, melted butter, and salt in a medium bowl until thoroughly combined. Press the crumb mixture into the bottom of the prepared pan in an even layer. Sprinkle the dark chocolate chips, the butterscotch chips, and the white chips, along with the pecan and coconut, over the crust. Pour the condensed milk evenly over the top and spread with a spatula to make sure everything is even. Bake until the edges are golden brown and the middle is set, 25 to 30 minutes. Let cool completely before slicing. Now, a reminder of the ingredients. You'll need cooking spray, 2 cups of crushed graham crackers, and that's 12 to 14 sheets, 1 stick of unsalted butter melted, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 cup of dark chocolate chips, 1/2 cup of butterscotch chips, 1/2 cup of white chocolate chips, 1 cup of chopped pecans, 1 cup of sweetened shredded coconut, and 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. Finally, from the Food Network magazine, here's something that's listed under Pet Project. There is a woman named Teresa Scully who lives in Columbus, Ohio, and she runs a shop called The Cake Hound, and she makes foods for dogs. And here's a Buckeye for dogs. So those of you who have dogs who might want to give your dogs a treat, here's a recipe. You'll need honey, vegetable oil, peanut flour, unbleached wheat flour, some vegetable oil, and unsweetened carob chips. You'll need, and this will make actually 75 Buckeyes. You'll need a half cup of honey, 1 cup of vegetable oil, 1/4 cup of peanut flour, 2.5 cups of unbleached wheat flour. That's for the Buckeye itself. And then for the carob dip, you'll need 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, plus more as needed, and 3 cups of unsweetened carob, C-A-R-O-B, chips. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Combine the honey, vegetable oil, and peanut flour in a stand mixer fitted with a paddle attachment and beat until smooth. Mix in the wheat flour until the dough comes together, scraping down the sides of the bowl as needed. The dough should be soft but not sticking to your hands. Use a small cookie scoop. Scoop small bowls of dough onto a clean surface. Cut each scoop into 3 equal pieces. You can do this by shaping each scoop into a rectangle, then cutting it into thirds. Roll each into a small bowl and place about 1/2 inch apart on the baking sheet. Bake 9 minutes. Transfer to a rack and let the Buckeyes cool on the pan. Make the carob dip. Heat the vegetable oil in a heat-proof bowl set over a saucepan of barely simmering water. Slowly whisk the carob chips into the hot oil, about 1/2 cup at a time, whisking to fully incorporate before adding more. The mixture should be smooth and a good consistency for dipping. Add more oil as needed. If the carob chips don't melt completely, strain through a fine mesh sieve to remove any chunks. Place a Buckeye on a fork, then dip it into the melted carob using your index finger to hold the Buckeye in place on the fork. Dip the Buckeye almost all the way, leaving the top where your finger is bare. Lift the Buckeye out of the carob, scraping off any excess from the bottom of the fork, then place on a sheet of parchment paper to dry. Repeat with the remaining Buckeyes. Refrigerate for up to 6 weeks. And there's another cautionary note here. Make sure you use peanut flour, not peanut butter flour, which can contain additional sweeteners. A quick review for the Buckeyes: 1/2 cup honey, 1 cup of vegetable oil, 1/4 cup of peanut flour, and 2.5 cups of unbleached wheat flour. That's for the Buckeyes. And for the dip, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil plus more as needed, 3 cups of unsweetened carob chips. The Buckeyes, you know, are a big deal in Ohio. It's the nut from the state tree, the name of a popular look-alike candy, and a nickname for the state. And so Teresa Scully started checking about to figure out how to make this candy and these treats for her dog. Thank you, Teresa. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been your reader, Barbara, with the Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I wish for you a wonderful day.